Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio, coming to you today with a teaching audio. Let's talk about repetition in our faith life. Let's talk about that. Have you thought about that? Have you dealt with that? I'm sure you have. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I love that verse. We have a God that is unchanging. What a glorious thing. You know, living on a homestead or living in van life, we've learned that every single day we have many of the same things to do over and over to get done. Washing dishes, cooking food, cleaning out the wood stove, cutting wood, getting fire, finding a place to park for the night, putting things away. When you think about it, just about anyone's life is the same exact thing. Daily repetition, living this life over and over. Now, for this teaching, what I want to talk about is repetition in the faith life following Christ. We're talking to born-again believers here by the gospel. Go to DontPerish.com, click the gospel link. It's on every page. Now, as saints, at times, we've heard people say many times, it can seem taxing, weighing. People may think they're missing out or that they should be doing something different as their life is filled with repetition in the faith. I'm here to assure you, after walking with Christ for many years, repetition in a biblical faith is a very, very good thing. Do not be deceived by seeking new things. See, God, the Creator, Jesus Christ, by Him all things were created, He's also a God of repetition. I mean, look at the sun. Comes up and goes down. The moon comes up and goes down every day. The rainstorms come and go. Seasons come and go. Days, weeks, months, years pass. Life comes. Death comes. It's all very, very repetitive in His creation, if you think about it. Look at marriage that God ordained. I use marriage over and over again because He ordained it, and we are in a covenant with Christ, just like we're in a marriage covenant with a man or a woman. It's a wonderful life event, sharing it with another soul, closer to anyone that you could ever be. And once you settle into it, you get past the newness and getting to know each other and figuring things out and fitting in with each other. Yeah, in marriage, there's a daily repetition to living out life together. Now, some people have a problem with that. I myself, I look forward to the regular, repetitive, steadfastness, assurance of a daily, healthy marriage that doesn't change. It's always the same, and it gets better with time. I think that's a positive thing, and I'm going to take that to our faith life as well. I think the danger comes in when people, whether in marriage or in faith, they start looking for new things, new ways, different experiences, new fulfillment. This is a path to much destruction because God did not design marriage life or the faith life that way. We have to be very careful of this longing for a difference, new things, excitement, breaking the norm. It can be used by our flesh. It can be used by the wicked culture that is Satan's kingdom. It can be used by false teachers to woo you in. It can be used by our enemy Satan. All of it is done to make the believer feel like they're not really spiritual, they're missing out on something, or they have a boring faith life and they need to do something and break out and change and read this new book and go to this new church and do this new thing and believe this new thing. None of it is so. It's all a lie. It's all rabbit trails that lead you down the wrong way. Churchianity, false man-made religion, is well known for always coming up with new things, programs, new pastors, new theology, new ideas, conferences, clubs, games, books to keep people, new songs, new bands, new buildings, new carpeting. Why? Keep people in new things, lest they get bored. You know, I'm bored and I'm going to go down to that building down there. They do a lot of new stuff all the time. But you know what? I'm going to take you right here. to God's holy word, the true saint is focused on Jesus Christ, who I just read to you is unchanging, and it's pure joy, peace, and comfort to know there's nothing new in the Lord. Let me read to you the pure word of God. Ecclesiastes 1, 8 through 10, in the words of Solomon. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. I love that. There's nothing new under the sun. No matter what technology they come up with, they use God's old components. No matter what idea they come up with, somebody's already done it. Yeah. So think about that. There's nothing new under the sun. So there's nothing new for us to be looking for, chasing after, but we're to be looking on Christ and living for Him. There's nothing new for us to be seeking after. And I hope you can get that in your heart, in your mind, in the faith life, and that will settle you into a life of steadfastness. Now, I understand in the beginning, when you repent, you come to Christ, we did, lots of change, lots of new, lots of things happening. Things are different. You got to strip away the old self and get in line with God's word. That's good. It's like a marriage when you're just getting to know each other in a home together, you know, a lot of things to put in order. But quickly, if you labor at it and you're diligent and faithful at it, then you settle in, right? And we mature in a relationship, and we mature in the faith of Christ, in holiness and obedience and our doctrine. And then what? Nothing new under the sun. Daily, all of us saints have to do what all the godly saints, true saints before us did. Strive, endure, live out the doctrines, seek the faith, seek the face of God in His Word and Spirit, seek His will. Cleaning a house, or cutting firewood, or preaching to the lost, or teaching biblical topics, it's the same over and over and over. And if you have the Spirit of God in you, and you're born again by the gospel, it's never boring. If you love the Lord, and you love His Word, and you love His truth, it is your life. Amen? I like to say this, it may not be new, but it never gets old by the Spirit. So the Word of God, the truth of God, it may not be new, but it never gets old by the Spirit. It's true, isn't it? It's not new, but it never gets old. Because the Spirit's always showing you something different, something new, enlightening you. Each experience, each fellowship you have, each year you live, you mature, you're always seeing something different. Amen? So I want to encourage you to look at this same old life, faith life, as a joy and a strength and a maturing, not a weakness or a wanting in your walk. Remember, 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us therefore be content. So there's a real key, contentment, thankfulness, no matter your situation, settle into it for the glory of God. You'll go far with that mindset. So let's look at some words in Scripture to embolden us in this truth and to understand that repetitive life in a biblical life in Christ is a good thing. Let's look at the word continue, continuing. Psalm 36:10, oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Continuing, it's a good thing. Psalm 102:28, the children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. John 8:31, and then Jesus said to those Jews which believe on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. So daily we continue in His word. It's endurance, it's fruit production, proving that we know Him, faith and works. Amen. John 15:9, as the Father had loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. How do we love God? We keep his commands. 1 John 5:3, right? How about Acts 2:42? And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and in prayers. There you go. They were daily doing those things. Repetitive, wasn't it? Yeah, the saints of old had the same thing. Repetitive, daily things, all for the glory of God. How about Acts 13:43? Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews had religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. So you can leave the grace of God. It clearly teaches that. Once saved, always saved. Throw that out the window. They convinced them to continue in the grace of God. Acts 15:35. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. They were diligent, they continued, repetitive, over and over, doing what was glorifying to God. God called them to do it. Romans 11:22, I love this verse. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God, on which them that fell severity, but towards thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise you shall be cut off. It's a warning to endure, continue, be repetitive in the Lord day after day after day. Amen? Colossians 1:23. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Another verse warning us to continue. We got to continue life every day. We got to continue a marriage if we're in one. We got to continue if we're in a job to keep it. We got to continue in the faith, seeking after the things of God. 1 Timothy 2:15. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in the faith and charity and holiness and sobriety. Repetitive daily activity. 1 Timothy 4:16. Paul says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, that means instructions, continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. What are we doing? We're continuing in the doctrines of God. That's how we know how to follow Christ. 1 John 2:24. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning, that if which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. Once again, we're continuing. We have to remain. It's a daily, repetitive thing. Here you go, remain. Let's use that word, remain. Genesis 8:22. And while the earth remain and the seed time and harvest and cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. This shows God's repetitive cycle. We serve a repetitive God. We're going to be a repetitive people. Amen. Proverbs 2:21. For the upright shall dwell in the land and the perfect shall remain in it. Remaining. John 15:11, Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. We abide in his word, we get his joy and his peace and his hope. What a glorious thing. John 15:16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. We must remain producing fruit in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4:15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So we got to remain looking for the coming of our Lord or going to see him at our death. What you're seeing here is saints 2,000 years ago and even older in the Old Testament were all remaining and continuing in the faith daily. Nothing new under the sun. You're doing it today if you're a born-again child of God. We're doing it too. It's a glorious thing. Revelation 3:2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. There's a warning from Jesus about remaining. How about let's go to the word daily, right? We talked about daily, the sun, the moon. Let's talk about daily. How about this one? Here, sleep. Think about that. God set our bodies a pattern of sleep. Look what happens when you don't get a night's sleep. You can go a couple days without sleep and then you just crash. Look at how God has set this repetitive pattern. Do you ever get bored and tired of going to sleep? I don't. I work hard. I can't wait to hit that bed and rest my body. I'm so glad that God ordained us to be able to sleep every day. Let's look at the word daily. Psalm 61:8. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Look at that. David, man after man seeking after God, his heart was all for God. Yep, he did fall into some sin, but he repented of that. He looks to perform his vows daily. Psalm 86:3. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Are we talking to the Lord daily? We looking for his mercy every day? We should be, right? Proverbs 8:34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. I like that. What do servants do? Yeah, they serve their master and they wait, right? Ezekiel 46:13. Thou shalt daily prepare a burnt offering unto the Lord of a lamb of the first year without blemish. Thou shalt prepare it every morning. Look at the repetition of all of those sacrifices that they had to do before Christ, the final Lamb of God, has come. Matthew 6:11. Oh, you know this one. Give us this day our daily bread. Every day we get daily bread. Look at the Israelites in the desert. 6 days a week. They got manna rained down for them. Yeah, they grumbled about it, didn't they? But God was faithful. We need to be faithful to serve a holy God. Luke 9:23. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. What does that mean? Pick up your trials, your struggles, your persecution. Pick up everything you have for the glory of God. Follow and obey him daily. What a glorious thing we get to do. Acts 2:46. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Daily edifying each other, gathering at either in the temple that was the building God built, had instructed to be built, or in their homes. Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with a readiness of mind. I love that. And they searched the scriptures daily. Whether those things were so, are you searching the scriptures daily? We strive to. You'll grow and you'll be so blessed if you do search the scriptures daily. 1 Corinthians 15:31. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily, Paul says. Are you dying to yourself every day for Christ? One day you're going to die, or he's coming back. You might as well start giving up this life now, because it's not going to last forever, is it? Nope, it's going to fade. We might as well give it to the Lord right now. One of our favorite verses we use all the time with the brethren, Hebrews 3:13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. We're supposed to encourage and exhort each other daily. I teach that. And so many people, most of them aren't born of God, have such a problem with that. They find it a burden to exhort each other daily when, wow, when you have true brethren, it's a joy to hear from them daily and encourage them and go to the Word and know about their struggles and know about their joy and their victories. It's a wonderful, repetitive thing to do with the brethren. Some people look at it as a burden. Their heart's not right. Most of them are not born of God. How about this verse? It shows us repetitive steadfastness in the faith. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I love that. Whatever God has for you, housekeeper, housewife, preacher, teacher, child, wife, husband, dad, uncle, aunt, cousin, whatever, God has a work for you. And do it steadfast. And you know it's not in vain. What a glorious thing. How about enduring? Let's look at this word. Psalm 19:9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous all together. Matthew 10:22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endure to the end shall be saved. There's repetition in all these verses, isn't there? Absolutely is. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Yep, you and I are called to endure all things daily for God's glory, no matter the cost, picking up our cross, right? 2 Timothy 2:3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Think of yourself as a soldier. You're a servant. You got a commander. You got a mission. You've got orders. You don't live your life for yourself. And we're going to talk about that. That's part of the key of overcoming repetition. We'll get to that. 2 Timothy 4:5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. Redeeming the time, right? Every day we get 24 hours. How are we redeeming it? Working, sleeping, studying, fellowshipping, praying, living this life for our glorious King and Savior. How about this verse? James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Isn't that glorious? Remember, loving God is obeying, keeping his commandments. Yeah. And how about this one from James, Brother James, 5:11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Go look up that word pitiful. It's a lot different than how it's used today. Look that word up from James 5:11. So our God, Creator, King, Master, Savior, also gives us the example in enduring. Psalm 106:1. Praise ye, O Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Think about this. You have to endure every day in repetition in your life, doing what God's called you to do. Aren't you glad that God's mercy is every day in repetition, forgiving your past sins? Think about that. Yeah. Amen. Psalm 117:2. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Isn't it amazing? We have to endure and be repetitive. God's truth is enduring and repetitive, that we can count on it. We can trust it. We can trust our soul with this glorious Lord, and his word and truth never changes. Psalm 145:13. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. We can trust in what he has promised us because he is not a liar. He's faithful. He's a repetitive God. We need to be repetitive saints for him. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Isn't that beautiful? So simple, so simplistic. The word endures forever. It doesn't change. People try to change it. They try to twist it. They try to abrogate it. They try to cherry pick God's word. No, the word is true. Read it. The Spirit will teach it to you. Men can teach it to you if they're godly, holy teachers. And you can trust in this word, and you can be repetitive every day, putting your hope and faith in it. So I gave you a whole bunch of verses. There's a lot more, but I think you get the point. The saints of old were daily repetitive doing these things. We are to do these things daily and repetitive in Christ. It's a process by which, through fear and trembling, as Paul says, we work out our own salvation in Christ. Yeah, you have a part in working out your salvation because of what Christ has done. We need his perfect righteousness. We can't work our way to heaven. But we have a part to do. And the Bible is full of scriptures encouraging us to not continue or remain or endure daily in joy and peace. We're not proving we have the Spirit of God in us, are we? Clearly, God is all about enduring. And these daily life cycles, the sun, the moon, sleep, the seasons, he ordained it for his good pleasure. Embrace that. He also ordained it for our own good. Embrace it. Repetition. Godly good repetition is a very good thing. Let's talk about a few examples. On our homestead, we go down in our ravine. There's a big, giant rock. I love this thing. Covered with moss. It's huge. It's bigger than a car. It's always there. It's always in the same place. It has never moved that I've known it. It's daily. It's enduring. The sun, the wind, the rain. It's steadfast. Christ is our rock. We need to be like that big rock on our homestead. Solid in him. Unmoving. Saints of the Most High, an example to each other, an example to the world around us. Steadfast, not growing weary. I love that word, steadfast. Galatians 6, 9. Let us not be weary in doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't faint, saints. Don't fall away from your joy and your peace and your daily repetitive life and your daily duties. If you're a servant, if you're a worker, if you're free, whatever your situation, don't faint. Stand strong in the Word of God. Stand strong in the Spirit and the power of His might. You can endure. This life's going to go by fast. One day we'll be with him. 2 Thess 3:13. But ye brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Don't get weary, saints. Keep renewing yourself in the word, in prayer, with fellowship with other saints that are true saints. Don't grow weary. Keep your eyes on the Lord, and he will lift you up. How about Brother Noah? Let's talk about Noah. We don't know exactly how long it took him to build the ark, but I've read some good articles, and there's good evidence from Scripture. Between 40 to 75 years is what most people say it took him to build the ark. So we don't know exactly. We can't be dogmatic. Making it by hand, no power tools. You think Noah had a lot of days of repetition, obeying and serving God in holiness and obedience? The Bible says he walked with God. Yeah. Noah's a good example to us. We don't have to build an ark. Christ is our spiritual ark now. But we do have to every day build a life in him through repetition and faithfulness. So one point I want to leave with you as we get close here to the end. If we view ourselves, how we view ourselves is very important. If we view ourselves as servants of the Most High, servants of Christ, read Matthew 20. Any wanting for new or grumbling or getting bored, it goes away. Why? We're doing our job for our master. Plain and simple. We're to obey. Our life doesn't matter. It's the service of him and keeping his word and ways. Servants live to serve. They don't fulfill their own wants and desires. Many people just have Christ as a hobby. They still go to fill up their life with their own desires. This is a recipe for a disaster. Satan, he knew and believed in God and the power of God. What? He went to serve his own way, didn't he? Pride. Look what happened to him. He's hellbound and set for destruction. So if we accept this daily life of repetition, mostly the same things, we work, we rest. We have persecution, we have joy, we have pain, we have health, we have fellowship, sometimes betrayal, we have victory, we have setbacks, we have peace, we have trials, we have comfort, we have stress. If we face all those things, realize this, saints, if your life has been refined in the holiness and the doctrines of the Lord, you've shed your sin, your false ways, your worldliness, your churchianity ways, if you had them. Now you just daily, repetitively live it out in patience and obedience, waiting on Him, either your death or His return for us. Brethren, you are exactly where the Lord wants you till He comes for us or takes you home. That's what He's called us to do. It is good and godly and holy to live a repetitive life. Consider this, saints. The world and false churchianity is living in daily repetition of sin and rebellion. What's going to be their fate? Everyone's living in repetition. The end is going to tell the story. What's going to be their fate? So what a glorious Savior. What a glorious reason to rejoice daily, no matter your situation. I don't care if you're free or you're in jail, you're healthy or you're sick. The outcome is ours. We've won. He's won the victory for us. John 16:33. He's overcome the world. Everything in this life is so temporal. If we just realize that, we can go through daily repetition and let it mold us and form us. He's the potter, we're the clay. It makes us a better tool for Him. If, a lot of if verses in the Bible, we're willing, we're obedient, we're sharpening ourselves in the Word. If you have biblical fellowship, stay close to those saints to help you, encourage you, you encourage them as we endure for the glory of this Lord, of our Lord. Don't be afraid of repetition, saints. Don't be wanting for more. Don't think you're missing out on anything. There's nothing new under the sun, as Solomon says. Strive in the things of God. Root yourself in the faith. Don't be moved. Be steadfast. Endure. Live a repetitive life, glorifying our King until He comes for us or we go to be with Him. I hope this encourages you. You're not alone. If you suffer with times of saying, oh, repetition, our flesh is going to do that to us. We'll go through that. Good times, bad times, terrible times. But on the other side, none of it's going to matter when we see the face of the One who shed His blood for us, who redeemed us, and we hear, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I want for you. That's what I want for me and my house. That's why I strive in the Word. So I hope this has blessed you. Strive on in a repetitive, godly, biblical faith. Let us know how we can help you. We love you all. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Lots of articles, audios, videos, sisters' blogs to encourage you. Strive on every day. Let us know how we can help you in that. Hey, till next time. I know I'm repetitive, but I hope the Lord lets me come back to you again to bring more truth. Go out. Glorify this Lord, this Savior, this great God. Repent and obey the gospel. May God be praised.